Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. Recently, we've been treated to a bunch of stories about CEOs behaving badly or saying really inappropriate things, and in some cases, getting fired. Well, if we needed another reminder that CEOs, especially the founders of a company, really aren't like you and me, it's that when they lose their jobs, they fight to get that job back. Exhibit A, Dove Charney, the founder of American Apparel. Ousted after numerous accusations of sexual harassment, or did he lose his job because of the company's poor financial performance? In either case, he wants back in. With me now, regular contributor Joe Nocera with the New York Times and Nikki Waller with the Wall Street Journal. And Nikki, first off, where do things stand with what's going on at American Apparel?
So Dove Charney isn't out yet. He is now on as a strategic consultant now that a hedge fund that he's working with a little bit has come in and given the company $25 million to help bail it out of a loan that got called in this week. And pending the investigation into Charney's behavior, there may be another role for him ahead.
So, Joe, what do we make of this when someone can get pushed out and yet they don't leave? They keep their claws in the company.
Well, he did have 27% of the stock, and he is the classic kind of company founder who can't let go, whose entire life is wrapped up in the company, and who can't conceive of doing anything else with his life except running this company. So it's natural that he would fight back. It's also, you know, natural that the board would finally decide to oust him when the business has turned sour. I mean, that's another problem with founders, is they're great at starting companies, they're not so great at maintaining them.
Well, Nikki, what about that question? I mean, is there a time when founders maybe should leave a company after they've created it? Should there be term limits for them?
I don't know about term limits. Obviously, that idea has been floated, but you see a lot of occasions where founders have a very particular temperament, as Joe notes, that they can found a company and follow this crazy dream. But when the company becomes more mature, when it starts to scale, you see companies either bringing in a more experienced executive for what they call adult supervision for a little while or longer than that. I mean, you look at the case of Google, where the founders stepped aside for a few years to let Eric Schmidt run the show. And then 2011, he stepped aside and the founders came back.
In the case of Dove Charney, you know, they did try to surround him with some adult supervision, but he publicly called his CFO at one point a loser in the Wall Street Journal, and the guy quit. And talented executives who would sign up with American Apparel would soon discover the honeymoon was over and they would leave. And so, you know, this was a classic case of a founder who really didn't want anybody around him who could help him.
Is this a sign that boards are maybe getting a little bit more independent, that they were able to push out a founder in this particular case, or is it just one particular case and I'm just being naive?
I think in some cases we've seen recently, as with Mozilla, as with another CEO out on the West Coast, you see boards, when they watch the tide of public opinion turn against their CEOs, they say, listen, we have no other choice. You're out. You started the company, but you're out. However, in American Apparel's case, most of the board is now going to step down, and the hedge fund Standard General is going to put up its own slate of directors for the most part.
The other thing about Dove Charney, though, is that, you know, his sexual shenanigans have been long noted in the press and elsewhere. And yet, as long as the company was making money, the board didn't seem to be bothered at all, including, you know, accusations of sexual harassment and suits that were quietly settled and so on. It's only when the company really started to flounder that they used his conduct as an excuse to oust him. And I think the question really does remain, you know, is it really his conduct that he was being fired for, or is it the fact that the company was floundering?
Well, you're basically raising the question that CEOs could pretty much do anything they want as long as the company is growing and people are making money.
Well, I suspect that's not true at every company, but that is often the case at these startup companies where the founder is the identity and he owns most of the stock, at least in the beginning.
If you're the CEO of a company and you're watching what's happening to American Apparel, is there a lesson here that you can apply to yourself that you need to be worried about? Or is this just sort of a rubbernecking that we're looking at kind of the Kardashian of the business world?
That's a really good parallel that you draw. I think that I hope that. There are very few CEOs out there who are like Dev Charney. He is quite an individual. And so there aren't a lot of CEOs out there like him, at least not that we've come across. However, he also does bring value to that company. And I think you're seeing this right now, is they're not totally ruling out the possibility that he could come back. These investors realize that Charney does bring value to this company for good or ill.
Is it good practice to maybe replace CEOs every so often to bring in some fresh blood, or is something lost if you lose the founder, if you lose that person who really created the company?
There are often cases where the founder is ill-equipped to run a company once it becomes large and stable. There are also cases like Steve Jobs where the founder is exactly the right person to grow it. And maybe there is a case to be made that after a certain time, a CEO should step down just as a matter of course.
Well, let's take a look ahead to some of the other stories you're watching. Nikki, what are you paying attention to?
I will be watching the Intel earnings. There's been some talk this week that the PC is back, even in the same week that Satya Nadella has issued his position statement for Microsoft, saying the PC era is basically over. There's a lot of enthusiasm out there for PC sales this quarter.
Okay. Joe, what are you paying attention to?
Oh, well, I'm watching, of all things, the Vatican Bank.
I don't even know what to say after that.
Well, you know, it's legendarily scandal-ridden. But the Pope Francis has installed a new head of the bank who is downsizing it and cleaning it up and trying to turn it into a model bank. And, you know, perhaps some of the non-Vatican banks around could learn a lesson or two.
Well, we'll be watching that story and all the week's financial news at WNYC.org. You can also take this program with you as a podcast available on iTunes. Joe Nocera with The New York Times and Nikki Waller with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.